Wait, no, that's not what we want. Why is it looping that? Turn that off.
Hey, this is the longest we've heard this.
You get to hear a little more of Jim Gray's beautiful intro music. All right, everybody.
Strikes on it.
There was a disturbance in the kitchen. There was a disturbance in the kitchen once again. Thank you for your patience while we worked through some technical difficulties with our stream provider today. The other stream went live for 6 seconds, I think. 148 people joined, and then the whole thing just died. So, sorry about that. I created a new stream from scratch. Hopefully it more or less makes sense, and Band's going to send around the new URL where we to the spots where we have it. Social media, is hope you can all click where you need to in the Discord as well. All right, everybody, so we are back at it today. I got a number of things for us, not least of which will be looking at the 1X Sugar, which Russ sent me his to take a look at. Caveat, this is a prototype in every sense of the word. So we were going to live stream it yesterday, and it was so janky that I couldn't do it. It just wasn't going to be realistic. Barely could get games to work. It seems to be progressively getting worse. And so, where are you guys? There you guys are. And so we ended up doing a private stream in our OWL Patreon, area in our Discord. And it was nice, chill, laid back. But I was like, we'll summarize those thoughts today for you all. Because, wow, what an experience. What an experience this thing was. We went on a journey together. Good journey, bad journey. We had fun. Maybe not in the way you'd think, though. Also, today, last minute, we're adding in an unboxing for the new Heligalli Action Pi, the retail model this time. Okay, so this should be pretty fun. I'm excited to see what they finalized on that and how that feels, how the screen looks. It's a different screen. Also, we're looking at what else came in. Is the Ambernic RG477M. The 12 gig 256 model. This will be the chocolate bronze unit. So that'll be fun to unbox that.
Oh, man. I'm jelly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So it's a premium handheld, maybe premium handheld unboxing segment today. Beyond that, we're looking at the news, and also we're looking at Rob, the Retro Tech Dad. Look at his beautiful face, of course. Okay, Rob, you've had your time in the sun. Okay, now Andrew is back with us again today. We got him a smile. Thank you for joining us, sir. Ban from Mr. Ban Unboxed, looking excellent in his shade of purple. Is that a frozen image? Are you AI? What is this?
I'm waiting for Monto to come in at any minute just to replace him.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, all right. We are the Retro Handhelds podcast, the most professional podcast on retro handhelds you will ever find.
That was unbelievable timing. How
emulation news. We have Ban, Rob, and Andrew. And today we're going to hop into the news, starting with... Dun, 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 dun.
Too much.
I know dun, 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 dun.
It's a surprise.
Dun, 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 dun. There we go. Aya Neo, details upcoming. So they unveiled, 40, 70 laptops?
Yeah.
Handheld
so
yesterday?
Like
at least one laptop.
Okay.
Yeah, one laptop. All of the Aya Neo stuff from today got split up because it was just so much. Like, in terms of the articles for the site. It was just too much for one article.
It would have been, like, the length of a review.
Yeah.
It would have been longer, because Jim's, he's a wordy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
articles about each of these handy dandy doodads up. I have not even had time to digest all the new things. So what all have they announced here? So there's the next two,
which is the AI plus 395. So like the okay. Big five basically.
The yep. Big one.
Biggin.
I think they showed off like the motherboard and they had like multiple M.2 slots on it. So,
which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a 557 on steroids.
Yeah.
I do wonder about those trackpads, but...
The thing is, I feel like we're not getting the sense of scale with that image. I think this is going to be a really big boy.
Yeah, it has to be to house that 395+, but the GPD Win 5 is doing the same thing.
Did they mention how big the screen was going to be?
I don't think. No specific. No, like, actual specifics besides the chip.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be an early render as well.
Because I keep picturing this as something, like, Kun-sized, mm-hmm. personally. And with those extra grips on the bottom, it feels like it's going to be even larger.
It's like INEO's take on the ROG Xbox whatever, Xbox Ally.
Rust says it hurts just looking at the trackpads. Hurts his thumbs, yeah. We'll see.
They're awkwardly placed.
You're holding it like this to play the top, and then to use the thumbsticks, you got to just lower your thumbs.
Why not?
I can't believe how many did they actually announce, though?
I think there were like a total of 11 devices.
11 devices. Yep. Not a huge deal. It's a lot to keep track of. There's also the INEO Flip 11.
Yep, it's like a larger, like, laptop-style device akin to, like, the WinMax 2.
Yeah.
Yep, because it's going to have, I'm assuming, built-in and controls because they're talking about it being a gaming laptop.
But where's the other 9 flips?
Oh, if you go back one image, Sony, you can kind of see if there's that gap underneath the screen, and then you can see, like, the kind of spinning connector thing, I'm assuming, is what off to the bottom left of the picture. So it's going to probably have a reversible
screen.
Like, you could flip the screen back and use it like a tablet.
Good catch. Yeah, I see that.
That was what threw me off more than anything, because I don't think, like, GPDs don't do that, right?
No, only the pocket line does that.
The pocket and the micro.
Right.
The micro PC.
Does it do it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
This was probably one of the
go for it.
I was going to say, out of everything, this was probably one of the things I was least interested in, mostly just because those small laptop controls never seem like they'd fit quite right.
All right. Well, let's look at something else then. What's next? What's next on their slate?
three mini PCs.
Oh,
three
this is Band's
right
world.
Up Band's alley.
Yeah, he loves these. Oh, okay. So they're doing a new update to their retro mini line.
AM01,
They didn't. I don't think they said it, but it looks. Those screens look OLED.
They do.
But I don't think Arthur and his 4-hour screen.
They put ducks on it.
Yeah.
And the duck's removable.
Really?
The duck version.
Yeah. You can take the duck off, and then it has like those little tiny rectangles. You can slot that in where duck connects.
Goodness.
I think I'm going to have to buy that one. Not even the AMZ03. I got to get the one with ducks.
Yeah, you got to get the one with ducks. Okay, all right. So what else do we got here? That's not everything. What
More
is this?
PCs.
More PCs.
We're happy about the B-Duck, though.
Yeah. Where'd that go? Where'd that comic go? There it is.
Okay, here's where it gets in.
This is probably the best thing that they showed, I think, you know.
So this is the new, is this one they call the Pocket DS?
Yep.
Yeah, boy.
This is Andrew's Endgame.
This is Endgame Android?
For Android.
Endgame Android.
He's retiring after this.
Oh, we're doing the yellow? We're doing the yellow?
Oh, we're doing
Android?
The yellow.
Oh, yeah. OLED? Oh, yeah. Are we doing OLED? Are we doing OLED?
It should be.
One of them should be. I don't think both of them are.
Oh, yeah. The bottom one I don't think is OLED.
Let's go. No, I think the bottom one is IPS and then the top one is OLED.
Okay, all right.
But look at that thing.
Oh, that is beautiful. That gets me excited.
It's got to have the if they screw this up and they don't put the G3 Gen 3 in it, then it won't be my end game. But if it is, it's
otherwise
my
it's
end
the
game.
One. Otherwise, it's the 1X sugar, right?
Yeah,
right here.
Look at the yellow though. The yellow is so good.
Should we have Sony put up the picture of Rob from last night?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Probably not.
No,
but that yellow looks so good, and it's got the grips.
It's like Retroid stopped doing the yellow and INEO started.
Hey, look, there's Mike's pocket ace.
Look at that pocket ace, man.
Yep.
Ace of spades.
So they're going to have a live stream tomorrow. I think
another
it's at 8.
Another one?
But it's a device showcase, so it's just the DS.
That's what people want. There we go.
What's crazy is that the live stream today, one, it got broken up twice.
Yeah.
So there's three live streams. It was like 6 hours of streaming.
Yeah, but the first 2.5 hours was just the waiting screen.
That's okay, that's so intense. That's
still 3.5-4 hours of streaming. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Chicken McNugget, did you guys catch Retro Crop video? I think he's shilling the new Ambernic. There's no way it can be that good. It's the perfect. He says it's perfect. You know, we'll see. I don't know if it's good or not quite yet. So it's good to know that the Retro Crop likes it, but it's hard to say, man. It's hard to say.
It ain't much, but it's an honest living.
Yeah. We're doing our best. Pocket Vert. Now, what is this? What is this?
A really dumb name.
Little Uzi Vert.
Oh, we haven't gotten to the dumb names yet.
Oh, no. Oh, well, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. But
yeah, we're not Vert, even there yet, babe.
Vert isn't a very good one either. Like, it's just a powerful vertical. They haven't shown much other than it's got a nice display.
Can you skateboard on it up a ramp?
Maybe.
All right.
I just don't understand. You already did the DMG.
Yeah. Like,
doesn't what make sense.
I thought he already created the perfect handheld, the one that he that was never created the
pocket,
until now.
The Pocket Ace?
Yeah. So why the is he still making handhelds?
It wasn't perfect.
Incredible.
Now,
I do like this controller, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
They just took the Evo and, like...
Yeah.
They ripped the screen and the guts out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think
they said it's compatible with the Y700.
Ooh.
So that's kind of nice.
He say that? I didn't know he said that.
Yeah.
I think Stubbs needs to get the brown one.
And it'll actually be sold separately, looks like. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that yellow sure is something.
I can't tell if Stubbs is waiting for us to shut up or...
I'm trying out the new background music.
These devices.
I'm trying out the new background music that producer Sony uploaded. I'm seeing which one's appropriate for the moment. Hold on. Ooh, this is kind of nice.
I'm not sure how to feel about the INEO gamepad.
Is the INEO stream happening all over again? Because this is like...
this is like the same music.
No, they kept cranking the music up whenever Arthur was trying to say something, and then they turn it down, and then they turn it right back up right when the translator was trying to talk.
We're trying to emulate the INEO live stream experience for everybody who missed it.
Yeah. Now you need a translator who talks really quiet.
Or one that is on the microphone.
Wait, here's another.
He's eating the mic.
Are you sure we're not going to get a copyright strike for this?
Here we go. One...
Oh, I thought it was going to be something else.
Me too. This is very Kill Bill.
It's a ripoff of Kill Bill. This isn't the Kill Bill track, is it?
Stop.
Why was that uploaded here into our sounds if that's the case?
Oh, no.
That has to be. It can't be a real thing. Sony wouldn't do that to us.
We must have went back to an older version of Stubbs when we rebooted it.
So,
anyways,
we skipped over the pad because that doesn't matter. The pad doesn't matter.
Tablet.
It's still not...
Those bezels.
I don't even care about that. They announced it in March, and it's still not ready yet.
What's
unveiled soon,
that,
not coming soon.
I mean, the problem is they realize that it's... What's the point? What's the point?
If they... Right.
What's the point?
I don't know what the hangup is because they had it set.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
But anyways, the next one. I would bet Band's money that this is a slider phone.
I would not bet that money.
Oh, that's 1,000%. You would want to take that. It has to be.
So are they scaling up for this operation of producing all these different devices, or are they saying these are coming one after the other, one at a time?
I don't think
this product line won't be finished until probably 2030.
He's got a point, you know.
That's when they're going to ship some of the units that are actually on campaign right now.
Yeah, never mind, Andrew. That line in the last picture told me everything I need to know.
It's a slider.
It's a sliding phone.
Wait, can you go to the next slide?
Yeah.
Oh, you have the Fox's attention now.
Creating a phone for gamers was a seed planted long ago.
Stop, Rob. You didn't need to read it out loud. We can read it.
So people on chat are talking about how Antec is maybe the way to go. If you want to get an iNeo product, Antec does make them, the Android versions, many of them at a budget price. And some of the Windows line up too. So that might be worth looking into.
It seems kind of random because it was the Slide and then the Classic,
mm-hmm.
the Micro Classic.
Yeah, they're not doing everything, but
no.
You might want to wait and just see what they bring and port over next.
And they're super cheap.
All right, so what's next on their lineup here?
You're just gonna bypass the sliding phone? You don't have nothing to say about the sliding phone, Stubbs?
The Fox? He'll be interested.
No, it's we'll see if they bring it. Then
I don't know. I said it on the Discord. I have zero confidence that they're going to get this to work with the bands outside of China.
What pops out at me is that iNeo Pocket DS. That thing looks awesome, and I want to get more information. And I want to talk about that more. That thing definitely is the cream of the crop here, in my opinion. Everybody, let us know. You know what you saw here right now. And is that everything, or is there a third?
No.
Oh, there's a third. Right.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yep. So they also talked about they spun off a sub-brand called Conker, K-O-N-K-R, Conker's Bad Handheld Day. And they're doing some budget line devices, I guess, to compete with themselves and Antec. I'm not sure.
More like Retroid, I would say.
More Retroid?
Yeah. What a logo, though.
So, to me, the... Mm-hmm. The go back one, Sony. Yeah, like the front, it's flat, right? So it's all flat, and then you have the curves. It's like the Retroid Pocket 5, and then the like a combination of the Pocket Ace and one of the other iNeo handhelds with the butt grips. Yep. But the front is very reminded me immediately of the Pocket 5.
Like this image right here, I'm like, is that a Pocket Mini that's been expanded a little bit?
Do you think
like that's?
Do you think they're wanting to compete with Mange Me?
No. I don't think it'll go that cheap.
Will we ever see an iNeo device or of any brand under $100? There's no way.
Well, they spun off a separate brand. Maybe it's so they can get
you might
lower
see
price
it
points.
Conquer that low.
You might see it conquer. Rob.
Is that a case or the actual shell?
I think it's the shell.
And Stubbs is gone.
He didn't want to hear it anymore.
He couldn't take it anymore. It was too much for him. We overloaded his system.
Yeah, I was done.
Oh, but there's like, more. There's more, Stubbs. It's more.
What else we got
definitely
here?
Definitely the shell. Size comparison.
S2, I think.
Okay.
Yep. S2. Hey, I'm all for it if they're going to release something at a lower price point. That's a little more exciting.
Now, they have a Conker Fit, which is an X86 handheld, apparently. But, like, they're putting an 80-watt-hour battery in that thing.
Conker Fit?
Yep.
It's some sort of exercise-related or adjacent handheld?
You're going to work out them forearms with that 80-watt-hour battery.
Yeah, you're going to work out your forearms, picking it up and down. You can run with it. Maybe you can use it for home defense. And there's also maybe you can do kegels with it or something, or you can do some yoga. And I don't know what people do these days when they exercise, but you can do those things. And iNeo has been watching our podcast, and they said these guys are talking about getting fit. And here we go. So I'm cool with them doing that. I don't need any royalties, but 80-watt-hour battery, my good God. 7-inch compact form, comfortable grip, flagship performance. All right.
Which means it's going to be like a 7840U.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And this is the dumbest name of them all.
But this is also just...
It's a temporary name.
But...
Yeah, I know.
So, iNeo has a budget device, or budget whatever, that's launching under the iNeo name, but then they also have a budget sub-brand they're launching as well. It's like
it's just a lot. I mean, it's just they're taking on a lot, but we'll see how they do. We'll see how they do with it.
I just want them to cook on the DS.
Cook on that DS. That makes me very excited.
As much as I want them to cook on the DS, they probably should finish the DS that they have right now on campaign. You know, just kind of focus on that since they haven't been able to ship anything on time.
Nope. It's time to change. Well, this is already in mass production. Whatever that means for INEO, that's more than what we've heard. That's more than what we've heard about like any handheld from them other than the Pocket Micro Classic, the non-stick one. Because that one started shipping like almost immediately. But Arthur said this one is in mass production.
So if it's in mass production, that means they don't need to gain any funding for it. Is that just going to be for sale on their website?
I hope so.
I hope so too, because I'm getting tired of the whole Indiegogo thing.
They have the means to move to just off their website.
They've done it before. They've done it before, so.
Yeah, like the Next Light.
And the Pocket Micro Classic. Yeah. They got to get better with these names, man.
No, I think they should get worse. They're already on. All right. They're already on the right track.
I don't know how much worse they could get.
Is that everything? Is that everything INEO's delivering us today?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right, now we're looking at over here at It's Real. Taki Udon is now showing off the Super 5 HDMI mod. This is cool. Super 5 OLED?
Yeah, I don't. You can just plug it into an external display, which is cool if you care, but I don't care.
Why don't you like it?
People care. I just don't care.
Why? Yeah,
it's an Andrew problem.
It's fair.
I feel like you're in a segment that either cares about the Switch, the older Switch hardware, and then there's the other segment that just like they've moved on. They're on to the next thing.
It's not even that. I just don't care about what. Like, I understand plugging into a TV, but if I'm playing with if I have a Switch Lite, I'm gonna play my Switch Lite in my hands.
Yeah,
that's all I want. I'm good. I don't need to plug it in.
Now, when are we taking money for this? When's he doing the whole?
I don't think he announced that part yet. Let me see.
Okay. All right. I've seen enough here.
That video he posted is not even on his main channel. It's on the Taki too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been doing that for that stuff. Yeah.
Cool. It's good. All right, Taki, keep cooking. GPD, this thing is interesting. So it's a Win 4 successor. You got your 395 plus in here. We're wondering, like, how does it fit all that power? They did it. Apparently, they have it so the battery, they did it. They got it in this form factor because the battery is external to the device.
Yep.
Why? Rob, over to you.
I don't know why. Sega tried this. It was called the Nomad. It was not a good idea. That's all I have to say. It's just, I think I said it last time. I think GPD is just losing the script here. They're just losing it all. You know, they're just,
are we,
I don't know what we're doing here. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Losing it.
At what cost? Why not just make it bigger? Why not just make it a bigger form factor to fit the battery inside?
Or I feel like the tech is not there for a device. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be crazy.
It potentially is going to be super hot. I mean, the Fox will tell us about it when he gets it in. Super hot battery external to the handheld, which is it a handheld at that point? Is it? I don't know. It's hard to say, but I guess you still get the form factor as the trade-off. So that's good.
80 watt hour battery.
So it's an 80-watt-hour battery. If we go back to the picture that they were showing off, was it Wukong running?
Okay.
Yeah, the other one, Sony. It was the teaser one.
On the RH website.
Yeah, so if we could try to zoom in on it.
The wattage they're running this thing at.
Yeah, so I can't really see it here, but there's
55 watts right now.
55 watts. So, I mean, you know, do the math. If you add in all the other stuff to run the screen and all that stuff, it's 80 watt hour battery will be killed in an hour, basically.
Yeah.
And look, it's hitting 60 watts every so often, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now, the chipset is a beast. It's amazing. I mean, don't get me wrong. Shaking my head. I don't feel like it should be in a device that small. And each iteration, they keep moving further and further away of what made the GPT Win 1 and Win 2 so awesome.
All right. All right. So that's everybody. If that's, I want to know your thoughts. We're seeing some wild things so far today, not least of which is what
this whole year. This whole year.
10 INEO handhelds, this GPD external battery situation. Yeah, have we lost the plot? Like, what are we doing here? The 1X sugar, we're going to take a look at and talk about that today, too. What could possibly be next on this tour of fun today, of interesting ideas? Yes, that's right. The XU retro. So we're not sure. We're not sure if this is related to Magic X, but it seems definitely adjacent or close with the XU branding there.
So from what I can tell, it's basically them passing on some of the designs that they did have to like another company.
Okay. And they're taking that and iterating on those.
Yeah. At least that's what I could gather from reading through our Discord as well as the Magic X Discord of people asking about it. But if that's the case, I think that's fine. It lets Magic X kind of focus on the stuff that they have said that they're working on.
They want to work on their Android line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though I believe a lot of these are Android as well, because a lot of them are based off of like all winner chips.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because I'm like, was the Magic X name something that was worth buying as a brand?
I like the transparent. I mean, these are, you know what, this is interesting. The slope shoulders, they're using that same better buttons, exact same grade, the grading here, like the angles and the grading looks exactly like that. So, I mean, that should be pretty top tier as far as ergo goes for those shoulders, potentially. That little, like, what is it, 280V, the Ambernic 280V, remember that? Looks like that size form factor.
Yeah, but it's got the slightly larger 3.2-inch display, I believe.
Yeah.
So it'll at least be high res for the size.
It will be, yeah. You got XU40, XU30, XU20. Okay, A133 and the Cortex A73 and A733.
Yeah, the A133 is that small one that we were just looking at.
Yeah.
I'm most interested in that one. That it could be a really interesting mini.
It'd be a nice comparison against the brick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right. Let's move it on down the line. We gotta get to some crazy unboxings. What else do we want to talk about? Is that pretty much it for today? No, we got a few more things.
You can talk about. This is my fault. It's not on the site, but Ambernic posted a showcase video of the 477M. If you wanted to talk about that, yeah. I know you have one, but I'm just saying that happened like right before the INEO stuff happened.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at that after. Yeah, when we're done with the weekly, let's go to that. That's a good. We'll start that segment.
It's a good way to segue into that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk. That's a good idea.
We like segues.
And we're not going to end this early, everybody. We'll stay here as long as we need to today. But I definitely want to give some love and some time to some of these things we got in. Now, not to say though that we aren't going to also have a dedicated 477M live stream. Rob and I at least will be on that. Potentially tomorrow or Wednesday, but also the Heligali Pi I want to talk about. Okay, open source Linux driver for AYN handhelds. Ooh, really? Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. For the Loki. I think it's for the Loki right now, but it might expand.
At least four people were excited for this one.
I think Rob is one of them.
Which are in the streak.
Okay.
Not me.
I think it's for just, if it's for just the standard low key, it's just for Rob right now.
Yeah. All right. And that's it.
We should have a voting for the best topic transitions at the end of the year. I personally vote for this one.
One of my favorites. It makes me just happy, very happy. Okay, Game Fusion collab with MediaTek. So apparently Game Fusion is collaborating with MediaTek in their what is this, Andrew?
It's their Winlater.
Their Winlater?
Their Winlater wrapper that's technically better. It performs better because of the way that they that they did the app. But it's their Win Later version.
That's okay.
But it's cool. But the reason why this is nifty is because every high-end emulation with Mali GPUs sucks.
Because so there we go.
No driver support.
Oh, okay.
So this could mean that we're going to have, we could end up having drivers.
Okay, all right.
What I'll be really curious to see is when it gets extracted out of Game Hub and to be used for other purposes like Switch emulation. That's where like things will get.
That's where it should be good. Yeah.
The Snapdragon 8 Elite stuff, yep. Which is clutch.
Yeah. It's nice.
Major clutch.
Major clutch.
Greg says that our transitions are like a Peter Gabriel video. Yeah, remember when Peter Gabriel did that Shock the Monkey song and he was just kind of dancing around the stage making monkey?
Can't say I do.
He was a monkey on Ben's stage.
Ben's too young for anything you were talking about, Stubbs.
Then, I know, but don't worry. It comes together here. Then, we're going to have a moment of silence in a minute. Then, Cold Chamber. Remember Cold Chamber back in the day? They did a collab with Ozzy Osbourne of Shock the Monkey, a Peter Gabriel song, in like 1999 or something. And that was cool. And rip Ozzy, moment of silence. Remember the Osbournes on, I don't know, 2002, like the first reality TV? I've been watching that again, Rob.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm not joining that journey.
Never watched it before. It's actually pretty good, pretty funny. It makes me laugh. And I'm like, why is Ozzy, he doesn't say, it's hard to understand him when he's talking, but when he's singing, you can hear every syllable. It's amazing. The brain has two separate language processing models.
It's the same thing when, you know, someone who has an accent and when they sing, they don't typically have that accent either. Or, it's got kind of interesting.
Or, forgive me, I'm exhausted. I can't remember his name. Hugh Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe, because I grew up and House was popular. I didn't know he had like a whole other career before he even came to the States. I didn't know he was English. Russell Crowe's the same way. I love Russell Crowe.
I will say the Brits are really good at doing American accents. They really know.
Nicole Kidman, too. Not, she's Australian.
The other way around, not so much. Americans are not quite as good doing Brits.
Yeah. Yes.
What's next, Pam?
just shake your head and nod yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah, I was excited for this one.
So if you like Legos, you like Game Boys, guess what? Lego Game Boy, it's coming. The DMG Lego Game Boy. At when is this coming? Isn't
October.
You can pre-order it now, though, can't you?
Yep.
$59.
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon. Yeah, and that's actually cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
I was shocked at the price. It was kind of surprising.
I appreciate the fact that they recreated the original Game Boy commercial with the Lego Game Boy.
Yeah.
There's no way that guy is getting dressed up for work, sitting down at his bench, and building the DMG. That's a stock photo. It has to be, and they've inserted.
I mean, look at that's the, after he got home.
I could totally see you wearing a turtleneck putting this together.
Nobody who owns a turtleneck has ever used a handheld.
He went to IKEA.
What is that chair? Look at it. It looks like a lawn chair.
He's never.
This is IKEA furniture.
He never had a Game Boy. There's no nostalgia for him. He bought this just thinking it looks like a cool Lego set to buy. Do you understand?
He's under duress. He has to finish that or he can't leave whatever like dungeon he's in.
This is the nicest looking dungeon I've ever seen.
It's like in Severance where they have to keep doing the meaningless busy work.
Oh, man.
You know, move the folders. And
I didn't even realize that part. It's a turtleneck with sweatpants.
Lego. Yeah.
How did he get the sweatpants in there?
I'm doing that.
Yeah, Rob, do that for your next video. Everyone will
for
know.
For CES. Oh, I'm going to wear that around CES.
This has to be AI. This has to be AI.
It's not.
Nobody
AI.
Owns a turtleneck in 2025.
I'm going to buy Stubbs a turtleneck.
It looks like a new turtleneck. There's no wear and tear on it.
Maybe it is.
It is new.
How much is this?
$59.99.
$59. Yep. October 1st.
I was October 1st. Shocked at the price. Price is very
And it comes with the stand and the carts that actually slot into the back. And those, like, you can change the display.
Yeah.
Okay. Very well.
It's cool. For 60 oh, bucks, that's
a wait, there's a video of him. This is he's a real guy.
That is a real man.
That is a real guy.
Mean, AI is really good. It's probably not.
It looks like
Lego
AI
wouldn't
still.
Do AI.
It doesn't. The movement's not natural.
Nintendo wouldn't do AI, obviously.
No. Dude, where did he get that turtleneck?
Someone want screen one cap that image and like Google like
Andrew,
where
Andrew,
this where this we, turtleneck
we,
is from.
Should we bring
Use
it back?
Use your Z Fold 7 and circle to search the turtleneck.
You have one too.
Yeah,
Rob, take a picture.
Why you to do it?
Why does it go so high up on the neck? Like, is there something to hide?
It's a size too large.
He's hiding a hickey.
No.
That was dude. This was a way to get around that back in the day.
Shock collar.
Yeah, shock the monkey by bringing it back to Ozzy and Peter Gabriel. Okay. All right. What's next? Very good. We'll come back to this more. We'll when we find out where to get this turtleneck, we'll add an affiliate link.
It's not. Stop transition.
Okay, Bellagio GBA port has happened now, which is really, really cool to see.
That is really cool.
It's handmade. It's a work in progress, but it looks, I mean, it looks legit. Look at those pixels. It looks good.
Band's already loaded this on every single one of his devices.
No, that would be an Andrew thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bellagio's amazing.
I'm not good at it, but I like it.
Ines says, did Stubbs just fall? No, I was dancing. But I'm,
don't judge his dance moves.
I have some moves. This is very interesting to see.
It's really cool.
If you want to load this on your Game Boy, let us know how it goes. And tell us in the comments. Is this worth doing?
One note,
do it just because you can.
It's based on the beta or the demo. So it's not the full game.
Not the full game, which is good legally speaking.
Correct. Don't think you're getting the full game on GBA.
Nope.
It may be a small game, but it's not that
small.
Maybe
it's also as a good proof of concept to show the actual developer.
Sure, we'll go with that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, ask the real dev to make a GBA port, please.
Heck yeah.
Well, in other news, Eden is here at the next release candidate. We got version 0.0.3 RC1. What will they think of next? There is a lot of change log going on here, and Andrew has things to say about this.
It's already outdated.
Cool. It's already been superseded.
There's been a lot. There's a lot.
3 hours. 3 hours ago, they released RC2.
RC2 is already here.
Heck yeah. I love Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Forget everything you just saw.
There is one cool thing I wanted to note about this in general. I sent it to you guys last night when I saw it. They worked with Ioneo to get device support or on drivers.
All right, and integration. Now we're going over to Zoo from Zoo Reviews.
Oh God, I'm leaving.
Hey, what's
Zoo?
Up?
What's going on? What's going on in your neck of the woods there, sir? So
is it time for Game of the Month yet?
Yeah, it's time to talk about Game of the Month, everybody.
Okay. I don't have anything prepared, but I don't really ever have anything prepared. So why start now? What were the games of the month? Star Tropics.
Einhander.
That's German for one hand.
And Rain.
Risk of Rain.
Risking the rain.
The risk of
purple,
rain in my house right now is 100%.
Purple rain.
Actively raining.
Oh, the why I wear sunglasses.
I lean my mouth away from the microphone to
now,
breathe in.
Hey,
Zoo,
I get that reference.
Zoo, are you here live or are you pre-recorded right now?
Yes, that's right. I don't know anymore. I think I'm live.
Are you alive? Why you have sunglasses on?
Because I'm just living my Corey Hart era. I like to wear my sunglasses at night.
It's been vibing to some Ray Charles.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Rob. I was going to say it, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, me and Gary had a fight.
Good.
Oh, Zoo, go to the doctor.
No,
go,
I don't
to,
go
the doctor.
Doctor.
Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Have you been to the doctor yet for that?
No. I went to the mayonnaise clinic.
Doctor.
That doesn't look good.
It's fine.
It's getting worse.
It's getting progressively worse. The pictures you've been sending over the week, your eye is getting more and more red.
That's just how these things happen. So your eye can't absorb blood. So if you burst a blood vessel because you're yelling at someone on the phone about sources, all sorts of stuff. Huh?
Is that what did a handheld? Did a Pow Kitty do this? Like what?
No, I was
throwing one at him.
I rolled my eyes too hard at something that Andrew said on the Discord, and it popped. And then what happens is your eye can't absorb blood.
God.
If I poke my arm and get a bruise, then it just goes away.
Uh-huh.
But your eye, it takes a long time. It just has to kind of like trickle itself away. I'm going to put these on so people aren't upset by my deformity.
All right, looking at game of the month here from Zoo. All right,
let's talk about game of the month. Tell Andrew to shut up. Cut that B's mic off so I can talk. Thank you. Star Tropic for the NES. This is a quintessential NES game. It's one of the best NES games. I played it all the time when I was a kid. I played it as an adult. My buddy, Mr. Sean, I gave him one of my 440 XXVs. Oh, everyone's gone except me and Stubbs. It's okay. I'm running the show. I gave it to my buddy Sean. He liked it. Star Tropics, it's just a great game. People were mad because they didn't grow up playing NES games. NES games are hard. There's a whole thing. NES, hard. Andrew's here again. So Star Tropics is kind of a hard game. It's kind of esoteric. You had to like dip your instruction manual in water or pee. The rumor was pee at school. You dip it in pee because it would activate the invisible ink. Regardless, it's a pretty good NES game. You're some guy on a sea island. You come from Coca-Cola land, which is America. And you have all sorts of adventures trying to rescue your uncle, who looks like Chuck Schumer. Go ahead, just look up a screenshot. He looks like Chuck Schumer. It's weird. Einhander, that's one hand. That's a PS1 shoot 'em up, or as we like to call them on the internet, a shmup. There's Band's Empty Room. And a shmup is a shoot 'em up. And in this one, it's for the PlayStation 1, so it's kind of advanced. It's not like 1943 on the arcade back in the Pizza Hut. Remember Pizza Hut had those vertical arcade machines? You'd get pitcher of soda pop. The lady would come out with her hat, and she'd give you your pizza on a tray and cut you a piece, put it on your plate. You were living like a king in the Pizza Hut, but they don't do that anymore. Anyway, I would play games like this at the Pizza Hut. Not Einhander, but arcade shmups. And this is a shmup, but for your PlayStation 1. I'm just kind of spinning because there's not much to say about it. It's a shmup. It's what it is. Band, don't you hide from me. I'm going to take my sunglasses off.
And then?
Take my belt off and tell Band what he needs to do.
Head's so big.
I don't know. He got too close to the camera. Put this thing back on. I've got limited visibility as it is, and you're taking
the next
visual
game?
Aids away. Risk of Rain. Now, this is a roguelite where you explore a strange and deadly planet after your spaceship crashes. Okay, Andrew. I'm not even going to say what I think about you. Little piece of... I don't know how to mute my microphone. I have an injury and a disability, and that's what you're going to do.
You always have those. Because I'm any different than any other day, Zoo. I'm waiting.
I've been busting my ass filming this stupid review because I'm the only one that got one. Ban. So I got to come
what
on
did
this.
I do?
You were nearby. Caught a stray. That's what they call catching a stray. I've been grinding my ass off, and you guess this is the sort of stuff I get. Let's get to Risk of Rain. It's a roguelite. You go in circles till you get good or till you get a good character, and then you beat the game. Who cares? Game of the month sucks. This podcast sucks. I'm out of here. I got something wrong with my eye, and no one cares. Bye. No one cares.
Wait, Zoo, what are you voting for next month?
Oh, thanks for asking, Ban. Earthbound?
Okay, good choice.
Yes. Good boy.
A Strange Journey. It's not going to win, but I think it's good because the theme was what? Abnormal August?
Abnormal August, yeah.
Strange Journey is definitely strange and abnormal. I don't know what else I'm voting for.
What should we vote for? Let's vote now.
Earthworm Jim. I like Earthworm Jim.
I want to vote anyway, right
I was,
now.
I was going to leave in a huff, but Ben stopped me, so I'm going to leave in a huff now. So you guys all go to HE Double Hockey Stick and rot there, Andrew, you piece of garbage.
Goodbye, Zoo. Goodbye, Zoo. Hope you have a good one. Bye, Zoo.
That was Zoo from Zoo Reviews, everybody.
Thanks for being there, Zoo.
Thanks, Zoo. We'll see you on the next.
That piece of garbage, like audio. I'm just going to make it my ringtone.
We'll miss him. In the arms of an... Oh, do you guys want to see a video of my dumpster finally leaving my house?
Oh, no.
Let me pull it up. I was so sad, guys. I was emotionally attached to my dumpster, and the city dragged it away from me today without even asking. They took it early in the morning when I thought I wasn't looking, and I caught them taking their dumpster away from my house. So let me just... upload this. Don't.
Yeah. All right. Satisfying.
It's processing, Rob.
We're
done with game.
I'm still in awe of the clip that just played.
We're done with game of the month. Go in and vote, everybody. It's voting season. I won't tell you what to vote for. I don't know what to pick yet, but your last chance to do it is what? The next 3 days, right? What's up, Andrew?
Yeah. Didn't we change? Aren't the voting rules changed this time? Or am I misremembering?
Yeah, it means I don't like change.
Ban's here. He's always in the Discord.
Ban, what's going on with the Discord? What's happening there? You basically run that place now.
I don't touch game of the month.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
That's...
In the arms of the angel, take me far from here. The arms of an angel, there goes my dumpster, dear.
Oh. Yeah, and they just took it away without asking me. Goodbye.
I salute you, dumpster.
I put a lot in there. I filled it to the brim. It's great. And I recycled. Anything that I could recycle, I recycled. I think. We don't have a landscaper. It's time to water the lawn, but it costs a lot of money to water the lawn in the summer, and so we just let nature take its course. It's conserving the water, too, which is good. All right. Now, we're done with all that. If you're here wondering what's going on, why are these guys just meandering, waiting to maybe unbox some stuff? That's what we came here for. Well, you're in luck. Now is the time for that. Huzzah! Aha.
Like what Stubbs came here for? Why? Get me off the screen.
We came here for you.
How is our... Oh, yeah. No, no. Wait. You go. Okay, now move.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, Andrew, unboxing, Andrew?
Okay. You can see that? Is that...
I can see it.
We see one hand.
Okay. What do you want to do first?
Einhander.
Let's just do the 1X sugar, so then it'll be up from there.
Okay. Will it?
I don't want to leave the here depressed.
Let's make this quick.
Listen. We tried to do a live stream. We had the thumbnail and everything prepared. We were going live. And then one thing after another was going wrong with this prototype unit. Russ later explained to me that the other reviewers for this thing got a new unit, I believe. And this was the one from the trade show floor that they sent to Russ to review. And so it's extra, just been touched by everybody. And... has perhaps some additional issues that the other reviewers are not seeing, potentially. Now, first, Russ sent it to me and said, hey, you know what? It has some issues getting the touchscreen to work on the bottom. You have to do this set of steps and blah, blah. Now, we got Citra on here and then, you know, Drastic. Said, okay, that sounds good. Went through it, you know, got it set up. And then the weirdness started happening. First, I couldn't get the bottom screen and the top screen to, like, be at the right angle, like they would be upside down, the rotation would be flipped. Then I ran into issues where there would be a mouse cursor that would show up at random at certain angles, and the mouse cursor, why'd it do that? Mouse cursor would slowly just keep going up for some reason. It did have a magnetic D-pad, but unfortunately, because of my massive thumbs and the weak magnets on the D-pad, it flung off, and it's somewhere in my room magnetically stuck to a metal surface in my studio, and I don't know where it is. I do not, at this particular juncture, know where the D-pad is. This is Russ's unit. Let me borrow, and I need to send it to Zoo, and I can't do that until I find this dang D-pad. Where in this office is it? It's like, where's Waldo? I don't know. So we don't get to show you the D-pad today, but the D-pad also kind of like creeps away too. If you move it and you touch it too much, like it'll magnetically get drawn towards the bottom and then like go hide behind here. Like it just like a mouse, it just runs back here and the D-pad just runs away from you. And people are going to lose the damn D-pad on here. I'm not the only one that's going to happen to. So I have concerns. So if this is the prototype that they're going to be giving to paying customers, that's where I have the issue, where it's like, this is not ready for Prime. This is not ready to purchase and there's so many more things. Okay, we spent like 3 hours yesterday in Discord in private. Do you guys remember it all? Because I barely even remember. It was just one thing after another. And then I got depressed and I left. I didn't even say bye. I just left the stream because it was so upsetting. Because I was excited for this. I realized it could have been weird and wonky, but I didn't realize it was this bad. But again, could just be this prototype unit. It does say prototype on the back, for instance. So I hope that retail is far away different from what I'm seeing here, because this is not in a reviewable state, in my opinion. But I do I remember the ergonomics being bad from CES, and they're actually, I like the ergonomics as far as like this little shoulder shelf, like that feels good. Let me turn down my brightness a bit. That feels really good. But we have these useless things back here. Like, do these do anything? I think that's just like bling. Like, I don't know why there's, you know, that around. Yeah,
those are fake, right? But there's exhaust on the back, though, too.
It might be exhaust there and air intake. I don't know what that is. Maybe a microphone or something. But
there's so much random stuff on the back there.
It's strange. So
I like how the top screen is sideways. But
PryTunes has an idea. I could use a stronger magnet to push around the room.
Pull it out.
And like accidentally erase all my hard drives, but I would find the D-pad, which would be ideal. Because I searched this room up and down. I sent Russ an update of all my troubles, and he just came back in the morning. He's like, this was really funny to read, just like the monologue of my troubles with this device. So these problems weren't present when Russ had the unit. Like, these are progressive problems as far as I can tell. So I don't know. Maybe he did have some of those issues. Let me find what I said to Russ. And if you hold it at a particular, if you hold this unit at a particular angle, the Quick Step, the Android OS launcher here, will just crash, and then you have to restart it, the device. But it's only at a particular angle, the accelerometer or whatever, the gyroscope, at a particular angle just crashes the entire OS.
Wow.
So that was really frustrating. We couldn't actually get into a game to play yesterday on 3DS. I'm hoping. Maybe we can right now, okay? So you have this thing. So then you got to pull up the their software, right? The Fusion software. And you want to switch it. So switch. Okay. And switch again. Okay. So the key, I guess, and Clef was saying you launch it in single screen mode, then enable the other stuff. So maybe that's where we're going wrong. All right, now calm down. Let's try this again. Nope, don't like that. Okay. So now you're wondering, like, okay, where... Oh, yeah, that's upside down anyways. Where is the volume knob now? Because it's gone. It's the volume wheel was hiding, right? It's under there.
Two
There's one up here. There's volume up and down up here. And the power button is up here. And yet the power button is also... Where was it?
I think it's a wheel. Wasn't it a wheel?
There's a wheel on the side for the volume, and there's like a clickable button for volume on top. The power button is now run away from me. I don't know where that is. It's somewhere. I'll remember later. Okay. So now we want to put it into slab mode. Basically, it's like a 2DS. Similar idea there. And now we're going to go to the software. There we go. Switch Infusion and see if it likes it. Maybe.
That's never good. Maybe.
Maybe, Rob? Yeah, I just can't. I cannot get this working.
If my solution to someone in the field was maybe, I would probably be fired.
I got it working once. I got it working once properly. Fusion.
So we got the bottom screen going. Okay.
Okay. We got this.
Now. Yeah.
We're mirrored now. Now can we switch? No.
This.
Anyways, it's painful to watch. But we got drastic working for a little bit. I remember that. Do some Dawn of Sorrow. I think it just worked, actually, on DS. It was just Citra MMJ that was having some issues. Yeah, see, this is working. Look at that. But does the touchscreen work on bottom?
Is the top screen stretched a little bit?
Maybe. Where'd it go? Oh, yeah, and 3D Mark. When you go to push the buttons and, like, start the game, it brings up 3D Mark for some reason. And I'm not sure where that went now. It's very fumbly. It's very, just very, very, very janky prototype. Like, how do I get back to the damn game now? I don't know. Now we've launched Duck Station. Okay. Okay, and the shoulder buttons. Now, if you want to get down to the hardware level, beyond all the software jankiness. Oh, it's back. There we go. And what does it use for start and select? Is it these two? No. Is there a start and select?
I can just see a lot of people being very frustrated with this.
Yeah, it mostly just not fun and frustrating. It'll be interesting to see Zeus' thoughts. Maybe he's smarter than I am, to be honest with you. Like, maybe this is user error to some degree. I really hope that's the case, because there's no way they're shipping this to people. There's no way they would ship this like this to people. What is it, $500-$600 or something? It's just...
We're not coming for like another couple months, right?
Yeah. So these have clicky buttons, and they feel okay. Like, I could live with those buttons. And you have these Hall joysticks, and you know what? They're pretty, you know, decent Hall joysticks. They look fine. You got some LED lighting like that. The shoulder buttons, you have clicky, almost like 3DS style L2 R2, L1 R1, which is kind of tough to reach, by the way. I don't know if you can see this, but if you want to go for L2 or R2, you got to kind of claw your way around like a praying mantis like this, okay? And that's not the most comfortable. So it just depends. I found probably the most comfortable mode to be that slab mode. But I kind of like it like this. In this mode, you can use the top screen maybe for game FAQs or whatnot. You know, you could have something else up there, which I like that idea. We also made it yesterday into a robot. So, like, we would do this. And it would have arms and we'd have legs. And we spent a long time, actually. We spent a large portion of our live stream. We take our Fitbits.
Oh, man. I forgot
about this again. Not this again.
To make, you use the Fitbits to make the feet. And then Rob was like, why do you have two Fitbits and within arm's reach? I said, I don't know, man.
I didn't say anything. I wasn't even in the stream.
You hopped in later.
I did.
You know, and then, so we have, and then we had this whole plot line of like, this was like the grandpa robot and then the ET, they breeded and then they made, anyways. We did some role playing. It was a lot of fun. The D-pad was a lot of fun to try to throw across the screen to magnetically land on the buttons to see if we could get it to go. That was a lot of fun, or if it would land in my pile of spiders behind the desk. Unfortunately, the spiders won in the end. They have taken the D-pad. So
the placement of your watch band is very unfortunate.
Oh, you can't even see the other foot. Sorry, man. Okay. And this is Mr. 1X Sugar. Hey, Rob.
This is the most fun you can have with it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful piece of art you made there, Andrew.
I spent so much time making that.
So that's what we accomplished yesterday.
It's fantastic and worth every second.
That's about as far as we could get. But no, we were playing games for a little bit. And the idea is cool. And basically it comes down to, and I'm sure you've heard this from other YouTubers by now, but my takeaway from this is I love the idea of this, okay? Like, I think this is so freaking cool. It's not quite there yet, but maybe Gen 2, Gen 3, we see just something fan-freaking-tastic. This Gen 1 has some work to go, and I hope they can fix all the software issues. The plastic is decent. It's a lower-grade kind of feeling plastic, but I'm sure it's because this is a prototype unit, and this is not the finalized plastic. So I'd be interested to see what the retail units are like, and maybe there's a big difference between this and the retail unit that I'm not
shocked at how many backers there are.
There's a lot of backers. Well, it's a unique, interesting thing, you know, and
for sure.
And some people are really excited for this, me included. I was hoping that they would last minute, you know, fix a lot of those things we were talking about. But I think this might be the same unit that we held at CES. I'm not sure, but it feels like that
almost
unit.
Identical. Yeah.
So I don't know. And you can use it also in this mode where it becomes, you know, just a regular horizontal handheld. But then as I was running into yesterday, if you don't have the D-pad on or you lose it like I did, then it's going to be kind of a stretch to reach that comfortably with your thumb and not have it and not accidentally press your joystick. You know, at least for my
the
thumb.
The other issue with it, too, is it's not a 16:9 screen. So in that mode, it's the screen is much wider, which is fine for Android gaming. I mean, that's not an issue. But
we do get OLED here, though, don't we? We're getting OLED on this. But at first, it tricked me. I thought this was an IPS. But people are telling me it is. No, it is for sure an OLED. But maybe there's a funky coating on the screen. Like, I don't know. It doesn't look like a good OLED. And I'm not here to bash the device, okay? I'm somebody who's depressed because it showed some promise. I thought maybe I'd have some different takeaways from Russ, honestly. We might get a little deeper into it, but yeah. I don't know that I'll be live streaming this one. This is what I'm going to show you on this. And then I'm going to send it to Zoo as soon as I find that freaking D-pad. So, all right, enough time on this. That's the 1X Sugar. Unique, interesting idea. Not ready for prime time. Not a recommend for me in this state. If you backed it, I will be very interested to see what the final one looks like, though. Fair? Fair. We benchmarked it yesterday, too. The 3D Mark Wildlife Extreme Test was, what, 5,042 score?
Yeah, let me pull that up real quick.
Zom like, Gatsby, I am here. I'm here to bash the machine. Zom gets Gabe. Zom gets Gabe.
Yeah, so I maxed out on the regular 3D Mark Wildlife, which was to be expected. With the Wildlife Extreme, it scored 50-42.
Okay.
Compared to the Snapdragon 8 Elite and the OnePlus Pad 3, which was 62-65. And then the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 from the Legion tab was a 4433. So, like, it was solid performance, like, solid benchmark wise.
Well, either way, thank you. And either way, Russ, thanks for letting me borrow this to see. I know he warned me. He's like, have fun with that one. And I'm like, oh, I will. And then, yeah, it was much worse than I had suspected, which was a bummer. There's also like this mode where you can hold it like this. I kind of like it. This is probably the most ergonomic way you can hold it. The milk and the cow pose, right? Yeah, where you're holding it kind of like this or even like that. That's not too bad. The weight distribution is a little bit better there. This thing, I think, though, I'm talking from the popular consumer perspective. I don't think it's going to do so well. Oh, there's the mouse issue. Watch. Okay, so here you go. Oh, it's at that, and it just keeps going up forever. why does a mouse cursor come out when it's a touchscreen? Why do we need that mouse cursor? It just goes up forever.
It's also moving on its own.
And it just moves on. I thought it was stick drift, but it's some sort of activated issue when I hold it at a particular angle. Oh, you can. Oh, it's kind of like Pong.
It's Pong. It's Pong.
Yeah, it's Pong.
It's a mini game.
There it goes. 1X is going to just kill us for this, but there it goes.
They almost killed us at CES.
They weren't too happy because we wanted to turn on the unit.
Well, they weren't happy because we wanted to touch the unit.
Well, I'm touching the unit now.
I knew that was going to happen. I shouldn't have just kept my mouth shut.
Yeah. What an interesting.
Games can be pretty cool with that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cool idea. Oh, there goes my arrow again. Oh, now the screen. Okay. Goodbye, 1X sugar. Oh, no. There it goes. Oh.
That thing is cursed.
Oh. Where's the power button? Oh, here it is.
Yikes.
Sorry, everybody. It does come in this really cool case, though. I like this case. It's form-fitted. Thanks, Russ. Action Pie Pie. Let's see what the final is, and then we're going to look at the 477M.
Let's do it.
Which I'm stoked on. And this. So let's see what they've done. Let's get some fun music going. What do we got?
I think we need that mood booster after that.
We need the mood boost.
It made me sad.
Very sad. You should have been there yesterday. I think some of you guys were.
I was there.
I came in too late, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was crazy. Okay, so we got a screen protector. Oh, the 1X sugar, if you are interested, though, is in our description. Yeah. And as well as the Heligalli Action Pie here. We're looking at the final retail model. Now, I have loved and adored the Action Pie since I got their first pre-prod unit. And the pre-prod actually apparently has a screen that doesn't have... The screen may be better on the pre-prod. And by better, I just mean like it didn't have that kind of screen corner issue they were talking about on this one. But they've since, I guess, fixed that. So we're going to see if we get that here. So here's that GameCube colorway. Oh, yeah. Okay, the buttons are a little bit...
I cannot wait.
The buttons are a little bit different coating. I like that. That feels nice and matte, and you can grip it easy. Ooh, and the D-pad. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I like that Vita-style D-pad.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, look at those fun colors. So you get those whole joysticks there. Clickable. Zoo, I'm super glad I'm getting the sugar next to try and review. Yeah, I'm going to try to fix it, Zoo, before you get it, man. I'm gonna mess with it and do as much as I can for you. But no promises. Might be lucky in the end. Okay. L2 and R2 is probably the weak spot on this one. They are stacked, but they're digital. Turn it on. Ooh, you know that I love my USB-C cables. Form-fitted case. I dig that. We got Batacera on here. Okay, let's listen to this.
Good old Batacera music.
Good speakers.
Now let's do that button ASMR. Oh yeah. Kind of clicky right there. Quiet clicky there. Little thuddy clicky there. In general, a very quiet device though. Get your usual micro mini HDMI up top, full volume up and down. SD card, two USB-Cs, and a headphone jack. We get the headphone jack. Sweet.
Some handhelds can't get that part right.
Okay, I couldn't hear you guys, by the way. I had my headphones out. So if you were saying something, I have no idea. Brickhammer Raptor. Yeah, should be getting the Brickhammer anytime now.
I'm Palkitty now, too.
Yeah, it's so random. The Palkitty selling it.
I'm sorry, Zoo. Go to the doctor, Zoo. Go to the doctor.
He already explained why
you need
go.
To go to the doctor. And thank you, Ariel. We try to stay on our feet over here. I love the front end music for one thing, but let me get this. I'm not going to the doctor because what'd he say? Hold on. What? I'm not going to the doctor because Raven told me doctors were scams and they just lied to you to take your money. I've just been putting mustard on it at night and wrapping a wool sock around my face.
I mean, sounds right to me.
That's what I have done every time I've had eye issues. Come on now. We got to get the brightness right. Just right. Just right. The Goldilocks. Now, can we do... What can we do? So this is capable, if I recall, this one's capable of some low-end GameCube, if you have the right software for it. Is that right?
It should be able to do a little bit of GameCube.
A little bit of GameCube?
Yeah. I mean, don't expect anything crazy here. Which, again, I'm getting so tired of these handhelds that look like with the GameCube colorway and, you know, not quite.
I'm going to play a game I've never played before. Something snowboarding.
Oh, God. Zoo,
what did you...
Go to bed.
What did you pick?
I don't know. Big Mountain 2000, man. Finally, get to try it out.
When Stubbs asked for 1080 snowboarding, that's what he got as a kid.
It's true.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Here we go. Oh, no. Oh, no. Come on. Oh. The music in this game is insane. Oh, you got to hear this. Let me turn off my background noise for a second. My filter. Turn off the filter. Okay, take a listen.
I can dig it.
Okay, all right. Helgele Action Pie. Final retail. Yeah, man, so what this is a $70, $80 primarily Linux handheld. And it's small form factor, doesn't get too hot. It feels good, the plastic feels good.
I did forget to ask, but... a lot of the issues that people were having with that first batch of units screens was on the far right side. A few of the pixels were just like extra stretched.
What do you mean by extra stretched?
So like if you were to look at the like very right side, I don't know
if it
was
60.
Like, yeah, it's 65 plus shipping.
Plus 60, shipping,
65 plus shipping.
What was shipping banned? Like 10, I think?
Yeah, it was about $10.
So you're still... Yeah. Okay, so you're paying 75 all told in the end. But you get that 5,000 milliamp hour battery. It's a really nice, we could say budget-ish, you know, a little bit above our usual $50 budget price, sure. But
well, I think the highlight is the A527 chip in that.
Yeah, the A527 and what it's capable of.
Something a little bit different.
It has a very high-quality IPS display. You get 4 inches there, which is all some of us can ask for. And the battery is nice. And yeah, I don't know. I've been a fan of this one as they've been coming along on it. There's some new colorway options as well on here. You know, you get the pink one, which is interesting. And then this GameCube one, and you got that really cool, that black one with the DMG buttons, and then the SNES PAL look there. Or the Famicom.
I like the black one.
I think I saw in chat that the pink is sold out now.
Oh, is the pink sold out? And it's available now, right? So you can just buy this.
A few of them, yeah.
Yeah.
A few of them,
It's been up for sale for a little bit now.
Cool. That's right. Yeah, no, they don't make black and orange, Zoo. That's not one of the final colors. I think you got the only exclusive black and orange device.
What about
and
then I got an exclusive color, too.
That's true.
You got one, too.
Yeah, they don't make the Wii colorway.
Wii color, yeah. Shem White.
Shem White.
Shem Wow.
It is, yeah, because it's not quite a white, but it's close.
The D-pad feels even better on here. I need to compare it with my other one. Probably do a dedicated live stream on this shortly where we really dig in, do some game testing, have some fun with it. But for now, I wanted to give you an early look at what's coming. This one. So here it is.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Ambernic RG4477M with the case. There you go.
I'm so jelly. You got the color.
Oh, look at that color, Rob.
That was nice.
Chocolate bronze. Oh, look at that, though. So I'm not usually a fan of metal devices. It takes quite a lot to win me over in this category. But, I mean, I do like this color of metal. That's for sure. I wonder how hot it gets is my concern, though, with the metal shell here. And they're going back to these backings, although this is more of a, it's not really a rubberized backing. It's more of a plastic backing with a little bit of ribbing for Rob's pleasure kind of right there.
So the interesting thing about these rubber pads is they're not just like stuck onto the back. They're like built, I don't know if it built into device is the right word, but
yeah, that
they are more a part of the device than the old rubber pads were.
They're more pads than device now.
Ugh. Man, that color is nice, though.
That color is so nice.
Dibs.
So I'm making my lighting a little cooler looking. So let's see, does it look better in this light or that light?
On that note, Ben, this might be the first time that I've wanted to purchase two Ambernic devices back to back.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted the slide. Luckily, I got one for review, and I want this one really bad.
Oh, I don't. So I might.
That looks. Ooh. It just looks so. He hasn't even turned it on yet, and I haven't watched any videos. It just looks amazing.
Well, it's the same screen as the slide, so I mean, you know, let's it's going to look amazing.
Yeah, let's see what else we got in here. And yeah, Rob and I are going to do a co live stream on this week. Oh, what? Oh, it comes with a.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get to that part. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Okay, you get a screen protector. That's cool.
Yeah, man, that's a first for Ambernic. I don't think they've ever included something like that before.
Yeah, it's cool. They went all out on this packaging. We don't keep packaging around here.
Yeah, did you notice that the device was also wrapped like what they do for cell phones?
Yeah, I did.
They're definitely trying to sell upside you on the whole premium thing.
No, okay, let's put it in here.
It's upside down.
Yeah.
Okay, like this.
Yep.
Oh, you don't have to feel metal anymore. Now it's plastic. What are you saying, Ben?
I was going to say, you got to make sure that the fan has like a way to exit.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
It does.
Fans of RH always need to find a way to exit. A couple RH fans came out to my concert the other night that I was playing. It was cool to meet them in person.
That's awesome.
So shout out Go Tanks and Desi. Awesome. Did I get that right? Dying Desu. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for coming out. It was cool meeting you. And I didn't capture you and put you in my attic. So, hey, I've really made improvements in my life. L2 and R2 feel pretty dang good there. These are inline shoulder buttons, though, so I liked if they were stacked, but we might see mods come at some future point. You do have your exhaust up top, your air intake back there. The usual D-pad, so Ambernic does their D-pads really well. This feels like the one from the 40XX V, which... or the 405H, whatever you take your pick. They've just got their D-pads nailed down with that rubber membrane, as well as the face buttons, the same it feels like from their other 4 series. And then you have these very tall Hall joysticks that you saw on the RG405H, right?
6H.
Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah, I keep saying that. There's so many models.
406H. 406V as well.
406V, that's right. I don't know what I've been saying before that. But yeah, the 406V is what I was meaning. Yeah.
Oh, and they are compatible with hype sticks. That was one of the first things I tested.
Oh, no, what?
Yes, with the RGB, it looks really nice.
All right, get hype.
Get hyped. Yep.
Look at this.
Turn that RGB on. Oh. You know you want to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's turn this thing on. Yeah, the weight's really nice. I like the feel of it.
Retie.
Yeah, check out hype sticks. For real, though, like, check out hype sticks. They are very enjoyable to use on all of so many of these handhelds. Oh, and you get fun RGB. Okay, let's go. I gotta switch it to English, it looks like. But I can figure out the...
How did you not get into English?
I don't know. It's been, like, technology's been attacking me this week, Rob. Everything, there's kerfuffles all over left and right. Everything's cursed. Going wrong, yeah.
Ever since the 1X Sugar arrived.
Ever since the 1X Sugar arrived, this household. And then they took my dumpster away. Can't throw anything out now. And so now we're getting into your usual Ambernic stuff here. It has the Dimensity D8300 in here, if I recall. And we'll go more into it on our live stream. But anyways, just wanted to do a quick unboxing, give you my quick thoughts about that. Ergonomics, though, right off the bat, feel just, yeah, really nice. And the weight is nice. So I like that so far. No real complaints. Inline shoulders, yeah, but at least it's going to be a little more pocketable that way. I really appreciate that they included a plastic option. This is a very nice feeling plastic to rest my hands on. Let's feel it without. How easy is this to take off? Let's turn this off. Maybe we can play a game. Maybe there's one just ready to play. I don't want to go through a whole setup right now, but sometimes they include... Yeah, I don't think they included any SD card or games. They've been doing that lately with the review units, which is probably for the best, honestly. And I wonder if they're going to do the same with the retail, which is probably preferable. But it looks like nothing's quite ready to play right out of the box. But we can talk to Ambernic AI, though.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it's saying to me. Cream Protagonist, thank you. Is it too heavy for pockets? Can we try it? Yeah, we can try it. Let's try it. Nice weight, though. Oh,
it's definitely weighty. I will say it's pretty weighty.
I love the big screen on this. This wasn't an IPS screen. Or this wasn't an OLED screen. That looked like IPS, no, but I got it wrong on the sugar.
It's an LTPS
screen. It's that LTPS, right? It's the screen from the RG slide is what it is. Yeah. So 120 hertz option, that means LTPS. It's a little bit higher contrast, vibrant colors compared to an IPS panel. Also tends to degrade a little faster, but probably by the time that it does degrade, we're long, long, long since past this device. So, all right, let's pocket it.
Oh, into the pocket.
Yeah. I mean, it has some heft to it. It has a little bit of weight to it, but I wouldn't say it's that much worse than, like, I'd say a fold phone as far as the weight goes. Something like like the Z Fold 5 or something from Samsung. It felt like that kind of weight in my pocket. Yeah, I really like the coating on this, though. Oh, I don't like metal devices, but this one's growing on me. All right, more to come, everybody. Stick around. Rob, do you want to give some initial, just quick thoughts on yours?
Well, I have the other color, so...
Oh, let's take a look. Yeah, I want to see.
I actually liked the way this one looked in person. I was kind of surprised by it. But it's really...
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
It looks so good. Yeah, the raw
aluminum. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, I actually wanted the bronze, but I mean, this looks nice.
That looks so good.
Have you set up any games yet?
No, I've just been messing around. I haven't had a chance. I literally just got it right before the stream. But yeah, here's the back of it.
Nice.
Yeah. That's nice. Really nice. It's definitely very weighty. I will say it's got some weight to it.
It got some heft.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, some people, if you're looking for something very light, I don't think this would be the one you want, but
Castlevania,
like, the screen is great on it too.
Castlevania Kid, thanks for your super chat as well. You're saying put the screen and chip T820 in a 40XXV Hall Effect stick, price between 150 to 200. Yeah, that could be a pretty decent option. And Rob, sorry, what you're saying?
Yeah, this looks good. No, I was just saying that the screen's great. I mean, like,
I like
that was
the screen.
One of my favorite things about the slide was definitely the screen. You know, it's a nice screen.
This definitely is going to have me putting away my 406H for good. That's, I can feel that much as far as just the ergonomics of it and the placement of things. I like the taller sticks on here better in this form factor than the other.
It's not bad, you know, holding it.
Yeah, it's comfortable for my thumbs, definitely. Like, this is more comfortable placement.
Yeah, one thing I noticed, because I added my my micro SD card, and you can't get it in when the little, you know, thing is on there, the rubber thing on there.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, so I had to, like, use something else to push the micro SD, you know, into it, so.
Oh, man. I think that this one might be a keeper. I've been debating on whether I want to keep my RG slide long term, you know, because it has that unique screen, but that screen's in here.
I would pick this one over the RG
slide. I would pick this 100% over the RG slide.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
100%.
The problem with the slide is that it's the function, it's not serving any purpose. It's like, if it were a phone, it would make sense, but if you just want a gaming handheld, this is basically what you're going to get, is the 477. And that makes a lot more sense. I'm curious. I kind of want to see the weights between the two, because
the, what was it? The RG slide was like 380 some grams. The, 477M is somewhere in the 355 area.
379. Bam is right.
Okay. Let's see what the,
my battery's almost dead here. Let's see. Ah, it died mid-weight.
No, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Just give us enough
juice. Come on. Enough juice. Oh, I hit it. See, it 200 something.
No, it's not
way
too much.
Higher than that.
It's not too much.
Hold on. 357.
Told
357.
You.
Okay. What was this one again? What was the slide?
379.
Wait, it's lighter than the slide.
Yep.
This metal handheld is lighter than the RG plastic RG slide.
The slide is just a chunk.
The slide has metal. The back plate here is metal.
It's like the insides of the slide are metal. The outside of the 477M is metal.
I like the slide. I really do. And I appreciate it. It's another one where I appreciate the idea, but I don't know if it's for me. Whereas this one, I'm like, okay. We're going to get the D8300 performance on tap here. We're going to be having those taller profile sticks, but I'm going to swap those out. And just mainly the comfort of the form factor is nice. We got two downfiring speakers. We got the SD card on bottom, a headphone jack on bottom, which is nice to see. USB-C on bottom, and then just the one USB-C port in this guy, actually. So that's a little different. Usually, it seems like we've seen two pretty often for the OTG and DC. This is just the one unified. We have power button up here, volume down, volume up, and LED. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to play with this. Yeah. We'll get more thoughts on this soon. Rob, do you have any other final thoughts?
No, I'm just messing around.
Yeah, messing with it.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at the finishing and stuff. It's really nicely finished. I mean, It's I like that. It looks like the back plate is also very easily accessible too, which is nice. It's just a piece. It's interesting. I will say that it's pretty loud. The fan gets pretty loud just from early impressions.
Okay. Oh, it does. All right.
Yeah. I could definitely hear that fan running. I need to mess with the curves.
Oh, you got to mess with those curves, Rob.
Yeah, the ones. The ones out of the box are not it. They're not it.
And thank you, everybody, for your super chats. I'm seeing those come in. That we really appreciate that. It helps us keep doing what we're doing here. Green Protagonist 477M versus RP5, similar price. Let them fight. Yeah, I think the comfort and the ergonomics I can already feel are going to be improved on this form factor, but the RP5 has the damn OLED screen and those buttons and its D-pad with that Vita style D-pad, which I love. And you get the second screen add-on, which this one apparently is compatible maybe with that one. They were showing in the advertising that it had a second screen, which, can we pull up that video? I think we were about to pull that up earlier. That's interesting. But I would say between these two, it's too early to tell for me. I need to evaluate. But on OLED alone, Snapdragon 865 versus a D8300, I mean, the Snapdragon 865, it seems like a better bet for compatibility.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, been messing a lot with the Dimensity 8300, still learning its capabilities. Like, I'll tell you, like, PlayStation 3 stuff really surprised me when I worked with it mm-hmm. on the 557. I was kind of blown away by how performant it was with that specifically. But
yeah.
There's the powers there. It's just that, yeah, the biggest issue is just the lack of driver support and, you know, just, you know, development for it, really.
In Nerdy by Example, I want a dual screen device so bad. Yeah. Oh, man, that iNeo DS Pocket seems sweet, if that's what you're meaning. Or if you just need one. I mean, there's some cool options, but I'm looking forward to that one. Flip 2, though, is my clamshell of the year, handheld of the year so far. So we'll see how we go from here. So here they're showing it off. They're playing two player on their P01 controller, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know some were asking if it had video out, and it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you know,
you get video out.
Someone's question for that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. So
5X. Yeah, I mean the 8300 is not. There's no slouch, you know.
No, and this having the square aspect ratio is just going to be great for retro games. You're going to get some bezel on your PSP. You're going to get some bezel on, you know, GBA. But by and large, I think this should be pretty well-rounded. And you can't go wrong with this panel either. It's just, the colors are nice.
I mean, like Michael says in chat, the 4:3 aspect ratio is excellent, you know, just mm-hmm. for
yeah.
what this can play, you know, pretty well, like PlayStation 2, GameCube. You know, you don't have to mess with widescreen hacks and all that stuff.
Right.
You're just playing them as is, you know.
Yeah, which I like.
Yeah, they're showing some Wii U. That's interesting.
They're blurring it out.
Showing.
it's too racy. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Bayonetta.
Yeah. Oh, Gravity Rush.
Gravity Rush is.
I like how they're stretching their Vita.
Yeah. You gotta. And they're playing Borderlands too.
Embrace it, Ben. It's okay.
I would be cool if they could emulate the back of an actual Vita with the little touchpad. For Gravity Rush and other games.
For Tearaway.
Yeah.
Good game. Oh, man.
Good game. What if, like, these rubber pads could have that ability?
maybe they can make a case that's an add-on feature, you know? Instead of mm-hmm. two screen, we'll get the rear touchpad.
I like how... I do like how thin it is, too. I like that for being a metal device and having the D8300. The thinness is nice, and a 5300 milliamp hour battery is appreciated.
Big screen too. I'm just like, man.
That's, yeah, the big screen. It's a nice, solid. It's a solid yeah. device. Solid.
Nice. It's really, really nice.
Are we upsetting Ban and Andrew right now? Maybe. Ambernick, send more units for review to these gentlemen. This is one where they only sent a couple of units out. I think maybe it is a higher price point, right? And we can now reveal officially that it does release on August 2nd, and it's not going to be up for just pre-order. It will be on sale then. So you're not pre-ordering. You're just buying them. They're going to be in stock and ready to ship on August. Let me pull it up. Is that August 2nd, right? I got that right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On sale August 2nd, 3 a.m. Pacific time, 1800 Beijing time, and 6 a.m. Eastern time. So stay tuned. We'll have links. We'll let you know where to get it, when to get it. And there should be still a discount, I believe.
They're doing
at first.
Yeah.
And what
are
the prices? What prices do we land on for this? Because it was pretty crazy last week.
It should be the same prices as what we talked about last
week. So that rumor was true.
The prices, yes.
They haven't
dates,
confirmed yet.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't confirmed, but they also haven't denied it, unlike the release dates.
It is the same prices that was on the embargo sheet, so I'm guessing that's
Ben, if you ever want to know why we don't get...
In the arms of the angel, take me far from here. The arms of an angel, there goes my dumpster, dear. Oh, what a good dumpster it's been. Goodbye. I'll see you down the road sometime. When it's time to pull the trash out of the house. It must be strong.
I could throw everything in there, Rob, until it was full, and then I couldn't fit anything, and then the city said they were going to find me.
How many Pow Kitty boxes did you throw away?
Hundreds. So many.
It's perfect.
Thank you, Michael Rockwell, stretching his blasphemy, suffer not the heretic. Thank you for your super chat. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here.
That was great.
I want to know your thoughts on the 477M in live chat, in the comment section below, and everything that we've shown today. Another crazy week, more reveals, more handhelds, a very Switch 2-less unboxing segment today. But don't worry, that's coming again. But I'm like, there's no way I'm doing back-to-back Switch 2 stuff. So I said, let's load it up with the handhelds today, and they all showed up. So I guess that worked out. Well, everybody, I want to thank you once again. Once again, so much for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share to stay in the know for all of your favorite retro handhelds. And once again, a special thanks to our channel members, our patrons, and our subs for making everything here possible for us. Perks with us and RH start for as little as $3 per month. Join us in our Discord to chat and play some video games. And don't forget to vote for this coming August Game of the Month program. We got 3 games to pick, and it's going to be awesome. There's the Game of the Week. Join us in our Discord, and we can go ahead and get you some points, and you get some sweet swag. Speaking of swag, don't forget to pick up some sweet swag from our merch store, retrohandhelds.myspreadshop.com. And also, don't forget, I always forget to plug our sponsor, but if you're feeling hungry, remember to eat food. And click on the Factor link in our description, because Factor has beautiful. A way to feed you for money, in exchange for money. I think that counted. And until the next one, this has been Stubbs on behalf of Andrew, Van, and Rob, saying take care of those handhelds, everybody. Stay tuned for our live streams, and take care of each other, too.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.